I can't really take no credit for it. The offensive line did a great job blocking it. The receivers did a great job blocking downfield, and Jake did a great job opening up with the play action, and coaches called great plays. So I'm just in a perfect situation because I have great people playing around me making me play better.
You know, Mike, one thing we knew is Indianapolis figured to score some points, and 13 or 17 points probably wasn't going to get it done today. I'm sure the offense knew that too.
Definitely. You got to come with the mindset with a team like this that it's at any means necessary. I think we got to put points on the board. I think that's the way we prepared for it, and that's the way we came out.
Mike, tell me how much fun it was to come in the game and perform the way you did on this biggest stage against a team like Indianapolis.
It was really exciting. I just came in with a chip on my shoulder and was just waiting for my opportunity. And when I got the chance, I just wanted to get in and show what I can do. But it just sucks that I just couldn't do enough to help the team win.
Speaks well, though, for the offense, though, when you think about it. Now putting 30 points on after you hadn't scored 20 all season, and now this offense can confidently know that it can produce.
Definitely. It's a team effort, and there's no individuals in this offense. And when we work as one unit, we can do the impossible. So I think that we just need to prepare the same way we have and just come out with the confidence we came out with today.
Mike, tough game, but you played a tremendous game. Congratulations.
Thank you. Like I said, I just give credit to the team because they helped me play better.
All right, Mike Bell here in the Bronco locker room. A few minutes ago, Jake Plummer met with the press. Let's listen to Jake.
Mike, you had a pretty good rhythm going in the final drive. Did you just run out of gas at the end?
Yeah, I was exhausted, which is no excuse, man. You got to prepare for a situation like this. The team needed me right there, so it's kind of upsetting that I couldn't help out.
Is that the play that's going to do it to you?
Yeah, there's a lot. It's never just one play, but that's the play that really sticks out to me right now because you got to be there for the team, and being tired is no excuse.
So is that what you blame on, being tired? I mean, is it just, you know?
Just being tired, man. I'm just not focusing and just feeling sorry for myself. You got to be a man, and I step out of that little college mode I was in.
Mike, what has it been like for you? I mean, you thought maybe you'd be the starting back. You've kind of been waiting your turn, getting kind of piecemeal carries. I mean, what's it been like for you kind of waiting your turn?
It's been an experience. I mean, like I said, Tatum is a great running back, and I probably wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for him because he pushes me every day. He gives me tips every day, and I'm almost happy. I was happy with the role I'm in because I have the opportunity to learn.
Did you think you were going to run the ball that much in the second half?
I'm not sure. I just go with the flow, man. I'm happy for this opportunity. So whatever chance I get, I just take it.
It really seemed like this game was going to come down to the last second. I mean, the way that second half was going back and forth, you can't really control the clock, and you can't say, well, we're going to score when there's 30 seconds left. But when you scored and there was that much time, is there any fear? Payne's got a lot of time.
Yeah, there's always fear. There's always fear because you know how explosive the Colts offense is. But we have a great defense, and I think that we were there, just that we just couldn't come up with it.
You studied that Colts defense during the week. What did you see from the film from what you saw outside today?
That they play fast and they fly to football, so a lot of the runs, you just got to be patient. You got to sit there, and I think a lot of times I struggle with. I just was out there running and trying to rush things, and now the game is starting to slow down a little bit. You just got to be patient.
How disappointing is it to have your best day as a pro but still come away with a loss?
It hurts. It hurts because everybody, all 11 people, just played their hearts out on offense, play by play by play by play, and defense played their hearts out, play by play by play. So when you can't come away with the win, you got to think to yourself, I know for myself that what could I do to help the team win?
Did you kind of have the mindset that you were going to inflict the punishment instead of getting it inflicted upon you? Because the way you were running, you tried to run, it seemed like you were trying to run.
Just had a chip on my shoulder, man, you know what I mean? I just haven't been playing that much, and I just want to go out there and just do what I know I'm capable of doing, and that's running hard, and just you got to have a mindset that nobody's going to tackle you, and I think that's the attitude that me and Tatum have going in every game.
You think you've earned yourself a little more time now?
I'm not sure. You got to say Tatum's been playing great these last couple of weeks, so one game by me is never going to overshadow what he's done, so I'm happy with my role right now, and like I said, I'm a patient person. So I'm just going to wait for my opportunities to come.